Today I want to try to get to two inyanim. Start with the sugi that we're holding in and see if we can go back to a little bit, talk about Treif Achaya, Treif Ein Achaya. But I want to start with this, a little like Treif is Dika Raid. Let's see if we can pull something out of here. So the Gemara says that
Since in that Mishnah talks about Chisar Begul Goylus also,
why didn't the Gemara ask that we should say Chisar Begul Goylus as listed as one of the treifas in the Mishnah? Because before from Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that's one of the chesaronis in the, that's one of the, that's there, the machlokes would be v'chein l'inyan treifa. So Rabbeinu Tam answers, Rabbeinu Tam, says brings some Rabbeinu Tam, the Yehuda lekoya gugaylas, the zagadai tach the chesaron du gugaylas have imakrum, not clear if this is shita l'maisa, have imakrum, ubehem amitchefa benikiv zakrum l'chudei. Zog tesis, that Rabbeinu Tam holds that the reason this is not mentioned is because by an Adam, this only, the Chisaron Begogolos only kills the person together with Nikivas Akrum. Shomoyach. And Mamela is not Negev to list it as one of the Treifas, because by Behema, it comes out that the Chisaron Begogolos is not my old Meir. Because with the Nikivas Akrum itself is not, is a treifa. And if it's not a kibbutz akrum, the chesaron begul goylus is not a treifa anyway. So it's not my ol moired, the chesaron begul goylus by behema. And it's treifa by itself with chesaron, nekev in the krum shel moyach. Masheikah by odom, the isle mazla, zachter ben otam, over there, the nekev in the krum shel moyach by itself is not a treifa, it needs together with the chesaron begul goylus. Fractus is an rabbein otam, that it's not kishmak to say that Adam is limazla is not a trefa, makes that something that's a trefa by behemoth is not a trefa by Adam. Because you see, the Gemara asks, and if Eiv is kayam, how could it be that Nekuvas Amara is not a trefa? So if Rabbeinu Tam holds that Adam is limazla, so chayra, what was the Gemara's kasha? Taz goes on to say another pshat. So first of all, that's a kasha on Taisus. Taisus kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. And second of all, the Ramban asks a kasha that we all had shver, pasha the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam, which is that if Rabbeinu Tam holds that really it doesn't kill a person, chisaron begul goylus doesn't kill a person unless there's a nikav in the krum, so it comes out that real chisaron begul goylus, the person could live with the chisaron begul goylus. Mamela, why is a chisaron begul goylus matar the begul goylus from being matame? L'chor, you didn't take away from the begul goylus something which it needs to live. It could live without that also, because it has the krum. So why would b'chol kor to Rabbeinu Tam, why would it be a treifa? So for l'chayra, b'chol, the idea of Tais is a little interesting. What does he mean that whatever that it's b'hadei? Tais's lashon is the chisaron gugoyos have imakrum ubehema mitzvah for benikiras krum l'chudei. Sounds like it's like with the krum, with the goyos with the krum, and l'chudei. L'chayra, if the point of Tais Rabbeinu Tam is to say that it sounds like that whatever the krum is doing by behema, by Adam, you need the gugelos with the krum together. That's what it sounds like from Rabbeinu Tam. Now, what this is Meir is chakira over here. You could clarify what's exactly the pshat in the inyan. How do we look at the inyan of the krum shel moyach? Is the pshat, you could say, is that really the moyach starts already from the krum, and we're giving a shear in the nekev of the moyach. There's a nekev in the moyach. How deep does it have to go? So, yesh lachor, how deep does it have to go? So, if it's a nekev in the krum, that's already considered a nekev in the moyach. So, memela, the aver that's being gestert over here with the nekev is the moyach. That's the aver that the nekev is being chalin. And memela, it shters the kilu, like the functionality or whatever, the aver where the nekev is being chal is in the mayach, and the shear of the nekev is in the crow. Or yesh leimar that really that's not the case. Really, the idea is that the krum shel mayach is a separate aver than the mayach itself. The krum shel mayach is a protection on the mayach. It's a separate aver. And the nekev in the krum is really something independent from the mayach, and it's a shomer on the mayach. Novas, if there's a nekev over here, so really a nekev in the krum by itself is not the function of the nekev in the krum is not because it shteres the mayach itself. It's not a nekev in them, but the idea is that if it doesn't have a shomer, mamela the animal is going to get is going to die from that. Which is not begeder soifa. Soifa is always when you have one machala that's gerim, chasarin, so you down the soifa of the chasarin. Over here it's the opposite. You have a chasarin, which is gerim, something else, to die. That's how it kills the animal. Everything's like that. You have to figure out how this thing kills the animal. If you don't have chasarin in the kuya, so why does it kill the animal? So, because it's soifa that when it eats, it won't digest the food and the enzymes, whatever. So the nekev in the krum kills the animal because it's a trefa. That itself is trefa because there's no shomer on the mayach. So like this, l'chayra, it's pashut that the nekev in the gulgulas, this idea of the gulgulas, there's no be'etzim zizach that the gulgulas does for the animal that be'etzim you can't live without it. Nervos, the idea of a nekev in the gulgulas is because the gulgulas is the shomer on the mayach. And when you have a nekev in the gulgulas, the mela is missing the shmira on the mayach. So, l'chora, smash on Rabbeinu Tam, that what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is like this, is Rabbeinu Tam understood that the krum shel mayach is be'etzem, its own zach, which is by the way, these two things, l'chora, a shikol mashma, I mean, you have to know exactly, it's not so pashut. Rabbi Kveger brings down a kasha from the Teres Chaim, that l'chora, why does it say nikiv krum shel mayach, and by the reya it says hareya shenikva, why doesn't it say krum of the reya? So it really depends, but krum is hareya, and this is kasha. So, because of Teres Chaim, even the krum is hareya dvukim bebasar, this basar of the reya, I guess. V'chichada ninu mishamachik tani nikva reya. So it could be that it's because the krum shel mayach is a separate aver from the mayach, and mainly we're talking about the nekev and the krum. Masha'en kein, the krum of the reya is the other side. Krum of the reya is the beginning of the reya already, so it's called the nekev and the reya. You have to know if that stems. Tosis is mashma, he compares the krum shel reya to the krum shel mayach, and daf mevav mebeis. Tosis compares the two. So I have to know if that answers it. But akoponim, this idea, and Rabbi Kveger is touching on this idea l'chayra. Akoponim, so Rabbi Natan held that the krum shel mayach is a separate zach, and the nakuda of the krum shel mayach is that it's a shomer on the mayach. Of them, Zakter Ben Natan, that by a behema, missing that shomer itself is a trefa. By Adam, the Islam Azla, that shomer is not itself makes it a trefa. It has to be that it's also missing the shomer of the Gulgulas. So it's mashmah, that's the mashmois in Ben Natan, that which the krum shel mayach is poil by behema, it's the Gulgulas with the krum by Adam. It's doing the same thing. That the Gulgulas with the krum is shomer by Adam. And you need to be, or each one is a shomer, and you have to get rid of both shomer. And Masha'inkin, by Behema, Nekev in the Krum Shomer is already a trefa in the Nekev in the shomer. Memela, it's a trefa. Now, this makes a lot of sense now, maybe. We could be Miyashiv, that Tosis is Kasha of Adam Disli Mazla. Rabbi Natan used the svar of Adam Desley Mazla. For Tosis, I by Mara, we don't say it like that. Could be Tzedavar. Could be. If to see the Mashmois of Lashonis of Tosis elsewhere, Rabbi Kveger tells what Tosis and Zvach. Maybe not so much like that. But could be that Rabbi Natan himself held that the only time you say Mazla is in this type of case over here, where the issue is to be Shomer, because that's the way that the show me Rashi in other places, Baba Kama in other places, that Adam Nisimaz be Yisoyde is in Mitzad this, how much the Adam is gets a Shmira. That the Peshad is that by Adam the Islamazla, so by him the Shomer of the Krum is the Shomer of the Gogolos itself is enough, and even if he needs less, it's just a Nifchas. The Krum itself, he sells the Shmira of the Gogoyos. He has more Shmira. Adam the same Mazla doesn't need as much Shmira. So Mil, just having the Gogoyos Kayan is still providing a Shmira of the Moyach. Masha Enke, and by Behemoth, Lusli Mazla, Nekiv in the Krum is already considered a Trefis missing the Shmira. But other Trefis, if we know that this Aver itself, the Mara, is a Trefa, by Behemoth, other that's true by Adam. We're not being Mechalic between Trefis Adam, Trefis Behemoth, Be'etzim. We're only saying it over here by Krum Shomayach, where the issue is Shmira. And Mimela, that could be, it wouldn't be Shver, that Kasha. Now, going into the Ramban's Kasha, of the Ramban asked on, the Ramban asked on Rabbi Natam. The Ramban asked on Rabbi Natam that, why is it a Trefa? Why is it tar if the chayyad also needs the krum shalmayach? So, from the lashonis of the Ramban, is pretty much mashma that the Ramban held taka that the krum shalmayach is be'etzem a nekiv in the mayach itself. That's the way he brings the Ramban shita, and the whole hemshach is like that. He said matzasi v'toyz b'shem Ramban Tam the gabu gogoyos l'arminon v'chein l'nishay v'dechisar gogoyos im nekivas hamayachu. He doesn't say krum kadei shinot menachay v'yamos. He keeps on calling a nekiv in the mayach itself. And what's his kasha? If it needed the nekiv in the mayach to be a treifa, so then why is it tar with the etzem in the gogolos? So l'chayra, it's not a davar shalom. It's not a. It still needs a little bit of a beer, but l'chayra, this makes it a lot better. The shittas Rabbeinu Tam. That the pshat is that in the Ramban is asking is that the etzem treifa is bechlal not in the gogolos. The etzem treifa is in the moyach. So it, basically, the nekev in the gogolos is not my old moyach, really, according to Rabbeinu Tam. How could you tell me that the person can't live with the nekev in the gogolos? The gogolos is not my old moyach. It doesn't make a difference in the nekev in the gogolos. The treifa where it's chal is not in the gogolos. Where the treifa is chal is in the moyach. And the person needs the moyach to live. And if he has a nekiv in the moyach, then he can't live. He doesn't have a nekiv in the moyach, he could live. It's not my old moyach b'chlal, the gogolos. The gogolos doesn't kill him. He doesn't need a gogolos. But if you go like Rabbeinu Tam, then the pshat is the gogolos and the moyach, both are, and the krum, shal moyach, are both serving as a shomer. So the nekuda is that be'etzem, the function of the shmira of the gogolos, taka person does need. A person does need a shomer on the moyach. He needs a shomer on the mayach. If he doesn't have a shomer, he taka dies. And in the middle, if you have this gogolos, its function is to be a shomer, and it cannot do what it's doing, it doesn't function as the shomer that it's supposed to function as, and a person cannot live without that shomer. Now, if he doesn't have this shomer, he has another shomer. He has the shomer of the neck of the krum shel mayach. So then, that will provide the shmira. But lemaisa, the function of shmira on the mayach is taka a function that the animal needs to live with. It's not that the dying is from a different aver. The dying is from the Ramban's kasha was that the dying is from a different place completely. The dying is from the mayach. So if the dying is from the mayach, then the gogolos is not part of the dying at all. So how does that matter the gogolos? But over here, the pshat is in Rabbeinu Tam that regardless, he needs the function of shmira to protect, to live, and the gogolos functionality is shomer, is shmira, and the mela. Well,
we did nothing on that
left. Yeah, what?
Didn't
Trefus
in the
Gogolos alone? No, Avada. Right. But that's not by Adam, according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Nechbasa?
I'm saying, in his Shita, the Trefus of Gogolos is Shomer. Yeah. In Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. In Ramban itself, the Trefus of Gogolos by itself is Shomer. He's asking according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't care about Shemira in Adam.
He's Avada.
Right. He's going, his Avada the whole time. Right.
Both agree to the same point. They just missed the.
No, he's agreeing to what Gogolos. He's arguing on Krum is. So, the Memela, that's the sort of his kasha. But according to Ben Tam himself, or Ben Tam holds that Avada is Matar because the function of Shmira of the Moyach, which the Gogolos is doing, he needs to do to live, and Memela, it's a trade. Now, this whole Mahalach is very meduik in the end of Tosfos, because Tosfos says Lamaisa in the end, V'nir, the Chusaron HaGul Goylas, have Imne Kivis HaKrum, HaElyon. So he brings in the Gemara later of Krum HaElyon, Krum HaTachtoin. So if you hold it by Behemah, maybe you don't have to Mechalik between Behemah and Adam. And if you hold that by Behemah, it's not Trefa with the Krum HaElyon by itself, then it's very geschmack that there is a trefus called Gulgulis with the Kruma Elyon. Now, why do you need the Kruma Elyon? Why does the Kruma Elyon not make a trefus? Tosfos says because the Tata is Megan. So first it's mashma that the point of the Krum is Megan, and the Tata is still Megan if you still have the Megan, and the Tata is Megan by itself without the Ilah. Stamza the Mashmois of Tosfos. And then he says, but if you have a chesaron of the Gul Goylus,
are you
saying
Tosfos doesn't hold the shemir?
Huh?
You're saying Tosfos doesn't hold the shemir? That's why he
asked his kasha. I don't know the kasha of Mazel. Yeah, I don't know if he's mechalik that. I don't know. He apparently held that was a kasha. He didn't mechalik that. That's why he said Mazel.
I'm not saying that he's chilek on the fact that it's a shemir.
It doesn't sound like that from the end of Tosfos, right? So Tosfos is also mashma that the Tata is Megan, and the Mela, when he's missing the girl, is now the Tata can't be Megan anymore. It's very much mashma like that. And Tosfos, and that's, and in the end of Tosfos also, what does it make a difference if the thing is Rach, not Rach? Well, the point is how much of a Megan it is. Right. Now, Lamaisa in Rashi could be that we could say Rashi holds a middle sheet over here. Because the Gemara says later, the Gemara says, Nikiv Krum Shomayach. So the Gemara that Tosfos brings, Rabu Shmuel, Dami Chavai, Karma Yilah, Avgad Donikiv Tata, Ramla Dinkiv Tata. So Machoik is Rabu Shmuel, is a Dilah, is a Tata. So Rashi says, Karma Yilah is a Machobr Lugugayas Mibifnim. And the Karma Tata is a Krum Arach Shamayach Munach Besaychai. It's Mashu Shomer from Rashi that maybe, mashma, but perhaps we could say in Rashi that Be'emes is that the difference between the Karma Yilah and the Karma Tata is good for this chiluk between the Ramban and Rabbi Natan. That the Karma Yilah is mechubel l'gugolus means that the Karma Yilah functions together with the gugolus to be a shomer. That's the point of the Karma Yilah. The Karma Tata is fakert. It's already where you start the, it's the Krum Arach, which is already with the Moyach. I mean, could we actually just tell you the Metzius? You have to know what he's talking about, which Krum you're talking about. But, well?
The rationale is the fish, that the Rach means that Tzichel Moach is black and white.
The what?
He says like this, the rationale is.
The Rashi?
Rashi.
That the Karma Yilah is working with the Gugoyles, and the Karma Tata is working with the Moach. And the Machlikas in the Gemara there is good for this. So, Dr. Ashi, that if you hold Karma Yilah, so then you're saying that the Ikar Trefus is the Trefus in the Trefus of Krum HaMoach is Gufa Trefus Misad the Megan. And that's why just the Karma Yilah is already a Trefa. If you're not like that, then the Ikar Trefus has to be Chal in the Moach itself, and Mamela has to go into the Karma Tata. So, Rashi would be a middle Shita. Now, if you say it like this, and it sounds like Tosfos and the Ramban didn't have this Chal. So, if you say it like this, so you could say Gishmaka Yisha for Rashi of the Ramah. And the Mishnah later on Daphne and Dalid, the Mishnah state, Nifchas HaGulgoylas, Elu Aksheris, Nifchas HaGulgoylas. Nifchas HaGulgoylas. So Rashi says in the Gemara, Rashi learns, Kipshutai, like the Rishayim, Rashi and Ramban, that Nifchas HaGulgoylas is a Trefa. So you have to learn that Rashi in the Mishnah is going, according to those Rishonim, that Nifchas HaGulgulis is a Trefa, it's a little Madna, but the Mishnah is going less than the Shear. All the Shear said Kasha less than the Shear, but Nifchas HaGulgulis, Kasha is talking about less than the Shear. Okay. So, but Nifchas HaGulgulis, less than the Shear is Kasha. Zok the Ramah, the Ramah brings this down. The Ramah and Simon Lamed brings this down. The Ramah says, that if it has a nekev in the Gulgoyles, which is less than the shear, it's kosher. And it's kosher, and you don't have to check the krum at all. So some oyer arrays said they have to check the krum at all. The Yad Avram asks that Rashi in the Mishnah should be mefurish not like that. Because Rashi in the Mishnah says, Nifchas HaGulgoyles, Ha'etzem Nifchas, V'royin Onu Shalei Nikev HaKrum. So Masha from Rashi, that you do have to check that the krum is not Nifchas. So for the Yad Avram, how could Rashi, why is Arma Paskin Lahedya not like Rashi? Rashi says that Nikav HaKrum less than the shear, because the whole cheshbon is we're learning that Nifchas HaGulgoyles means less than the shear. So Nifchas HaGulgoyles less than the shear. The Arma Paskin is kosher. And you don't have to be boidik the krum shomayach. Rashi says that it's only kosher if you see that the krum shomayach is not nifcha, is not nikav. Zayfrecht Yad Avram. So like this. L'maisa, we pask in Shulchan Aruch, like the Ramban and like the Rishonim, that nifcha so gogoylos itself is a treifa when it's the shear. According to what we're saying, Nifchus HaGulgoyles is Trefa, because that's where the Shemira is, and the Krum is already a Chelik of the Mayach. So, this L'chaira, you could say, that Rama is saying, is that there's not a Metzias Dikashayla if when you hit the Krum, are you Chayshish? That something happened when you hit the Gulgoyles, that something happened to the krum. The pshat is that you need to be moitzi mechaskasa of the behemah. You need to be mechal a reyasa that you have to be boidik connected the reyasa to be moitzi mechaskasa. So you're not. We'll see. I'm going to bring a smach to other places. You see such an idea that if the reyasa is found in one aver, you're not machzik the reyasa to another aver. You don't say, well, if I found the problem over here, Memela have to be boidik over there. So Memela Zakhtar Rama, the Gugolas Be'etzem is the Shomer. The Moyach, the Krum Shel Moyach is already the Moyach. And Memela, if I find that there's a Nekev in the Gugolas, it's not Ma'ir Reis on the Moyach. And Memela, I don't have to check for it. But, could be Rashi held, the way we're saying Rashi, if Rashi is Taka saying that the Krum Elyon is a chelik of the Gulgoyles and serving as a shomer with the Gulgoyles. So Memela, as Rashi holds, that if there's a nekev, even as pachas v'kashir, once there's a nekev in the Gulgoyles, that's already ma'er reisa on the krum. B'oifen that because there was chal a nekev, b'oifen that when it's chal a nekev in the Gulgoyles, that's already moitzi the krum miches kasa, and now he has to be boidik the krum because the krum is functioning with the Gulgoyles. Because they both function as a shomer, and the whole shomer is nifchas. And Memela now, even though the nekev is not kashir and the gogos, but a nekev mashu and the krum is a problem. Memela, that would be my area. So where do we find such a thing like this? So one example is from Second Seder, at least. Whoever saw it already, Second Seder, that it says over there, machat shenimtza bo'ivi beis hakoisos. So you have a machat in the Oivi Beis HaKoisos, so you have a machat sticking into the Beis HaKoisos, and machat shenimtza because it's mitzarech ha-kshera. So the machat is halfway through the R. It's not all the way through the R, it's kosher. So Tosfos brings from Rashi that's all if it's in the Beis HaKoisos. But in the Mishnah, it said Hemsus of Beis HaKoisos. Why the Braisa only choose the Beis HaKoisos? Up to Rashi, Tosfos, I'll leave it to Rashi, that if you have a machat that's Nimtza, Bo'ivi, the Hemsus, then it's Taka Trefa. Shows why. What's Pshat? So he says, to Pshatim, the Ran says, because we're Choshesh, that even though right now it's only in the Ivy. But it's not all the way through. But we're choshesh that it broke through and then it just rehealed. And Mamil, it's a treifa. So the shayla is, why aren't we choshesh for that in the Beis HaKoisos? Why are we only choshesh for that in the Hemsis? So he says that the reason is because the Hemsis has one R, which is a thicker R, and the Beis HaKoisos is made up of two iris. And Memela is made up of two iris, so Memela, We're not choshish by the Beis HaKoshish, but the Rebbe says, one, or we are choshish. And he says, I by Veshet, is made up of two areas for choshish. Over there, the Dvukim Ba'adadi. So you could say the whole thing is, he's just saying Mitzvah, but he could say that Lochar, what the Rebbe means is like this, is that when you have a machat in one oyer of the Beis HaKoshish, of the Hems of the Beis HaKoshish, Tzvachan Nam Oyer erased for us to declare that now the Nekiv went to the next oyer of the Beis HaKoshish, because you only found the machat in this oyer. So you know, Moir race in the second R, then now there's a Shaila, is the second R have a Nekev? Masha'in came in the Hemsis with some one R, even if it's Ivy. So you don't have to say, this is an inch thick, this is a 2 inch thick. If you want us to say that, just say that. Just say.
Then why do you have a race
with
the
Rashi says it's double boy. So I'm saying, by what's it called? He also says it's double boy. So he said, that's what Rashi
said. Also,
Rashi says in the Shabbos that the basic places themselves? So the Raman says not like that. Seems like.
You see, they're not the Vukim? I mean, the Mitzias is the Dvekas over there. It's a very thin little thing and it's
the Vukim.
So then, and also they're functioning as the same thing. So Memela, that the Ran would be saying the Iram Oyer Reisa more than where you found it. If you Oyer it in one R, then it's Oyer, not Oyer Reisa in the other R, unless the Dvukim and they're functioning together as one. They're functioning together as one Zach. That's really when you see Veshet, the two Oyers of the Veshet are really functioning together as one thing. Masha'in Kain. By the Beis HaKoshish, when it's two iris, so you're not iris and or lar. So I'm saying to say a similar idea. Then this is machlokes the Rama and the Rashi. That the Rama held that the like the Ramban, the Gugurlis is by itself. The other, this one is a separate zach, and it's a chelik of another aver. And once it's a chelik of another aver, so merely not iris from the Gugurlis to the Mayach. Mashiach and Rashi held that it's b'yisoid a chelik of the Gugurlis b'yisoid because it's dvukim loy and it's functioning together with the Gugurlis. So Mel Reisa Nugogoyles does Ma'ir Reisa in the Krum, and really has to be Boydik for the Krum. We pass in the Krumelion is a trefa by itself. So the Ramah saying you don't even have to be Boydik the Krumelion.
The Rashi could do it all
with us.
Well? I just think that's Dugan and Gogoyles for the
Gogoyles. What do you mean?
The Krumelion is not Helen Gomayah, it's Dugan and Gogoyles.
What? Okay. Now, just Legabe. This that Tosis says that. Tosa says that the nekev in the Gugoyles is mikayach this that it's soifa li pasuk. So, that's the one pshat, and then he goes with the Krumelion to start the Krumatachta. So Ziyadur, Mikveger brings down that there's three shitas. I'm not really going to explain this, but there's three shitas. What happens? He brings the marshal that holds that even though normally we pass in trefer in a chaya, but it's not the marshal that if something lives 12 months, we still hold that it's from the miyat that live and it's still a trefa. But when the trefa is out this and brings this example, the marshal. If it doesn't die, it's taka kosher. Because we say that by this animal, the soifa wasn't going to happen. To see, maybe we could be mad with that a little bit. But let's go back to the Iker Sugya. We have 10 minutes just to say what the Olam really handled all these svaras. Just sum it up a little bit. The machlokes in the Gemara here between Trefa Chaya and Trefa Nechaya. So the Gemara says, Rem is a trefa min atorim in ayin, and the Gemara says, how do we know trefa in achaya? So the Gemara says, trefa in achaya from the posuk of v'zois achaya asher tochelu chaya achol she'en achaya lo toichol. It means the Gemara is learning that trefa in achaya means it's talking achaya right now. Levor in the Gemara in the Hamshich, that if you hold trefa is chaya, then it's chaya right now, and it's, okay, we machal one type of chaya and another type of chaya, but it has a shame of trefa chaya. So B'Kviger asks that l'cho'ira, Trefa chaya. Why is one chaya now, one's not chaya now? It would seem like even though Mandarama the Trefa chaya holds that within 12 months it's going to die eventually mikayach lamaka, and since it's going to die eventually mikayach lamaka, l'cha'ira, it should also not be called a chaya. So you see that there's a fundamental difference that even though it's going to die mikayach trefa chaya as well. We see that there's a fundamental difference between Trefa Chaya and Trefa Inachaya, whether it's called a Chaya right now. There's a Gemara here, the Gemara over here says, and I'm on base, the Gemara says that L'chayro, there's a trefis of Minar Kubu L'mayla. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Loza says, Yechol Yilichvais V'lichyais. So, who cares? If you hold trefa chaya, that shouldn't matter. The Gemara says a question for a different reason. So, it's mavur here in the Gemara, l'chayra, that if you hold trefa ain't a chaya, so then even if it's a chayla lichvas v'lichyos, then it can't be a trefa because you're chayla lichvas v'lichyos. But if you hold trefa ain't a chaya, if you hold trefa ain't a chaya, then if it's going to live somehow or other, it's good. The old trefa chaya, then the fact that lemaisa levasoif you could heal it, then l'chayra it is good. It could still be a trefa. L'chayra, if you need it to die eventually, so l'chayra according to bullshit, it should have to die. Why is l'chayra lichvas v'lichyos still a trefa if you old trefa chaya? So b'emesin on that gemara, there's a little bit of another shverkite, which is that the gemara later says that ibadu l'samachaya that l'chayra gripshuto l'kuli alma. It sounds like the Gemara says that something which is Yibagil HaSamachai is not a trefis. Raya Kuliyama, but it sounds like it's a cloud that the Gemara is saying that if it's Yibagil HaSamachai, it's a Kuliyama, not a trefa. So, Stam, what's the chilk between these two things? If Yibagil HaSamachai, it's not a trefa, so then why Yechol Lechvas V'Lechais is a trefa? Huh? Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. I didn't see that it's only a Bishkidish. So the chiluk is that Bajrasas Samachaya is begeder that it could heal the etzamaka. It could heal the etzamaka, it can make a sam that the etzamaka goes away. That's takaposhet, but that's not a trefa. But over here, you knocked off the leg. You're not putting the leg back. Over there, it's talking about you made a nekiv in the thing. You can make a figure out a way to make it heal that it should, the nekiv could get sealed or something like that. But over here, the etzem trefis is going to stay in the animal no matter what. So, memela, what we're talking about is that you have an animal that has in it a maka, which etzem kills it, and you have an artificial way to keep it alive. So this comes out as a machlekes. If you hold trefa chaya, then a trefa is chaya, because a trefa could technically live, even if it has an outside reason why it's living, but has a maka, which is a maka, which means taratzma kills it. So now that itself is a trefus. Masha'enke, if your trefa in a chaya, has to be that we see that it's taka going to die. So what you see in the Gemara. So similar to this, we saw right here, also in this tesis, that the Marshal points out that these shiurim of Gugelis and Shedra, even though... right, Shrifachai. These shiurim that Bisham and Bisul say to Matar the Ivarim, Matar the Gugulas and the Shadra from Toma, even though we say Vachin the Trefa, it's true even if you hold Shrifachai. If you hold Shrifachai, so why is it Matar? Why is it Matar we did Toma? Shrifachai could still live. I mean, it's a Trefa, but so Zok the Marsha, this set of lives is for a different reason. They said, Levada, the Be'etzim, the Maka is a Maka which kills. It's a Maka, Mimela. And Mimela, it's a Tar. This is a trefa chayav a shir misa deruia lamos bechisaran ze elo deavshal liyos chayav a mazgo. Means this is an outside reason why he could continue living. So l'chora v'shteid over here is that beima trefa chaya trefa ena chaya the machoikas maybe machoikas everyone agrees that the makam mitzaratzma is a makam memes. The makam mitzaratzma is a makam memes. The question is how much do we see and dan the mikayach this that the bach is a makamemis that the behemah mikayach that it has a makamemis in it that mikayach that behemah now is mesa. Now, l'chayra, there's different ways to say that, but just a simple way to say this, just like to give a geshmak a marshal, is trying to give like a. Outline of this of the Indian is that like you find by Nezikin such an idea, let's say, is that if you throw a zerk kli merosh agag or bach of a shavroi, it's potter. Why? Because the shvir was already chal on the kli is a kli shavr, because the maisa hezek was chal on the kli. Mashegin, if you throw a chetz at a kli and the kli is in 10 seconds is going to break. If you come break it, then you're chayiv. Because even though there's a maisa that's going to vadai kill it, but it doesn't matter because it wasn't chal in the thing itself, that to dan it is a shvura now. So, avada the matrif here is a maka which is maimis. And you have to say there's a maka which is maimis, and we're not trying to predict that it's dam going to die. That's not the issue according to anybody. It has to be a maka which is maimis, because especially if you learn, like we were learning last month, that the koyach, the whole yisod of treifas is, that it takes away the shechita, means it takes away that the maimis here wasn't the shechita, the maimis was the other thing which is here to maimis it. Misukenes is a shvach achias that will die, but l'maisa the maimis was purely the shechita. By a treifas, there's a matrif here which kills, and there's a shechita which kills. So since the shechita isn't the only thing which was the maimis, that's where the chasaron and the shechita is. But the vada, there's a maka which is a maimis here. The question is, mekayach that maka which is maimis, the man damar treifa ena chaya says that already now we done as a mesa. Already now mekayach this, that it has in it the maka maimis. So memela now, this, it has it in it, this koyach misa, and the misa is chal in it, that we done it as a mesa. And memela it's not a chaya. Masha'en kein treifa chaya holds that avada has in it a koyach maimis, and it will shvach in it and it will die from that. But we don't dan it mikayach that now. So you see, that has in it this zach, and it's a treifa, but it's going to happen when it happens. But we don't dan it that it's mesa now. Now, and that's why the koyach maimis. Now, the question is, how much are we takadaning that the inyan is the misa itself? So kipshutai, we saw that the Rashba brings down in the tshuva. Rashba brings down a shita in the Rishayna, which was the Meir, I think, brings a shita like that also. That the ikar trefas, according to the manma trefa and achai, is that a taka dies, and if a taka dies, then it's a trefa now. But if it ends up living, then we say chacha that it's not a trefa, and it's taka mutter. Sakamoto means that shit is going, that the whole idea is that since it's going to die, since it's going to die, mikayach this, that's what's dining it for a mesa now. What's dining it for a mesa now is because it's taka going to die, and if it's not going to die, then it's not a mesa now. The Rashba argues back, and he says that is that clear? I mean, the Rashba says that we can't say such a thing, but if it would live, you can't say, then you have to say that it's not a treifa b'chlal. And be'etzem, we have to say that it never lives. But if it would taka live, not that it would be kosher, it would be a raya that this thing's not a treifa b'chlal. So the Rashba holds that the mako is so much so as a maka memes that it has to be that in man or treifa chaya, it cannot live with this. 100% cannot live with this. The Shach says it could live with a nes. Not clear if that where the Rashba, where he saw that. But the idea is that the Rashba holds is that the koyach of this maka, if Chazal's saying that the koyach of this maka makes this thing a mesa now, then it has to be mukhaf that it makes it a mesa now. It can't make it a mesa now, mikoyach this, if it's taka doesn't always kill it. You don't say that it's shvura if there's a 99% chance that when it breaks, when it falls, it breaks, but there's a possibility it doesn't. So then it's never shvura, even the 99% times it's not. Because the whole idea is that it breaks us. It has to be that way. In order for that mesa to don it now as a mesa, it has to be that it's mesa mekoyach that. So the Rashba is also saying this idea that the mesa has to make it now for a mesa. Now, I just saw a very geshmak, so I wanted to share with the Olam, that what we're saying is, and it's mash like that, it's that the trefa enachaya in the Rashba is that we're donning it for a mesa now, and that's the shem of the Isser. So the shayla is that there is a case, the Rashba himself says, yes, kenotel, makes it that even though it does live, and it is a trefa now. If the vart is that we have to don, that this maka makes it into a trefa now, into a mesa now, how did he really answer his question? How did the Rashba answer the question? How could he falai a trefa that mesa lives? So Zover Gishmak Svara, that Be'emes is that even though we said before that it can't live with mazel and it can't live with, but Lemaisa, Kolzman, let's say you would put an animal on a respirator, whatever. So the Chiyas is not from the animal Bechlal at all. It's not from its mazel even, it's not even from its own refuah. It's only from something from the outside that's keeping it alive. So when the svara of Yeseres, Yeser Kenotel, is that what happens, and now the machlokes are shining, but let's just go with the simple meaning for now. Which I don't know how Rashba goes with that. The simple meaning Rashi holds, the Yeser Kenotel is that it's like you take away both. It's even the other one is gone. I'm not sure what the Rashba holds about this, but just for example. So the pshat is, what's the beer? Why does it make the other one missing? Because the pshat is each one is only functioning, each one only works halfway. You can't stay alive with one. So the idea of the Yeser Kenotel is that really what's keeping you, really mitzad v'im etzchal in it, amaka, that it cannot stay alive with its ikar aver. It says two covets. So the covet that it has cannot keep it alive. So it's chalapagam, a chaser in the covet, that it can't, that this animal is netula covet. Norvas, it's being kept alive by the second one, but the second one's not supposed to be here. So the second one is not supposed to be here, is like it's artificially being put into the animal to keep it alive. So this keeping it alive is not a kasha on the Rashba. Because the etzamaka is a maka which taka is kills the behemah 100%. It's being kept alive by the extra one. The extra one is not chelik of the behemah. The mela that we could don that there's a misa right now, even in the Rashba, even though yes, so even though we weren't sure, then we had shver that if the Rashba is going that the ikar shem and mechayfer is to be donning with the misa, with that it's that it is a misa mekayach the treifus, will be pshat over there. It's alive. So, fakir, here, by Yeser Kenotel, we could still say that svar, because the whole chiyas is not a real chiyas that it has, because it's not in itself at all. The Yeser Kenotel de Kasvara would say not like that. What? Right, it's also outside. It, Nase is better.